Text numéro 51. Girls excluded from school. Girls have been excluded from Afghan secondary schools, with only boys and male teachers allowed back into classrooms, even though Taliban officials, who seized power last month, said they were working to reach the right decision on the matter. Schoolgirls told the BBC they were devastated not to be going back to school. And since Taliban officials have said that women would be allowed to study and work only in accordance with their interpretation of Islamic law, many fear a return of the regime of the 1990s, when the Taliban severely restricted girls' and women's rights. Their fears are all the greater, as working women have already been told to stay at home until the security situation improves, and Taliban fighters have beaten women protesting against the all-male interim government. However, the Taliban spokesman said officials were currently working on reopening girls' schools, including the division of teachers. He also told the BBC that officials were trying to sort out transport for older schoolgirls. "I am so worried about my future," said one Afghan schoolgirl, who had hoped to be a lawyer. "Should I stay at home and wait for someone to knock on the door and ask me to marry him? Is this the purpose of being a woman?" Another 16-year-old schoolgirl said, "I wanted to become a doctor, and that dream has vanished. Many of us think they will never let us go back to school, and even if they open the high schools again, they don't really want women to become educated." Earlier this week, the Taliban announced that women would be allowed to study at universities, but they would not be able to do so alongside men and would face a new dress code. But some suggested the new rules would exclude women from education because the universities do not have the resources to provide separate classes. Since 2001, when the Taliban were removed from power, enormous progress has been made in improving Afghanistan's education enrollments and literacy rates, especially for many girls and women who were mostly illiterate and for this reason often bullied and called idiots by boys and even their husbands. The number of girls in primary schools then increased from almost zero to 2.5 million, while the female literacy rate nearly doubled in a decade to 30%. However, many of the gains have been made in cities. Many girls in rural areas were still left behind. Shortly after taking power, the Taliban said the rights of women in Afghanistan would be respected within the framework of Islamic law. But today, no one knows what "within the framework of Islamic law" exactly means. Adapted from BBC News, September 2021.